This is Starting Up with Tom Urquhart and Virtue Zone on Dubai Eye 103.8.
The UAE's number one talk radio station.
You better believe it. Starting Up with Virtue Zone. Thursdays 1 through till 2. My name's Tom Urquhart, and alongside me, of course, the chairman of Virtue Zone, Mr. Neil Petch. Mr. Pete, good to see you as always. Been a good week?
It's a good week from him and a good week from me.
Oh, I like that.
That's the two Ronnies.
That's the Ronnies, wasn't it? I'll take that. We'll have a bit of that. We'll have a bit of Ronnie's here today. Starting with Virtue Zone, we've got 60 minutes of answering your questions. In fact, Neil will be addressing a few of your concerns, a few of your queries a little later on. Get them into us now. This show is all about inspiring everyone with stories of successful entrepreneurs. So, who are we lined up for you today? Robots running businesses in the UAE, warehouses in the country that barely require any manpower. We'll talk to the man who's making that happen. Fadia Moody of IQ Robotics, IQ Fulfillment and IQ Hybrid. It's the IQ guy. Fadi joining us in just a few moments' time. And if you're a business owner, what's your story? Morning glory. Every successful founder has a founder's story. Mark Zuckerberg invented Facebook in his dorm. Jeff Bezos started Amazon in his garage before he got buff. Let's help you craft your own story with the founders of PR and marketing agency Publish. We've got Sagar and Kusha waiting for us.
Starting up with Virtue Zone on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Right, we are. It is time for our success spotlight here on Starting Up with Virtue Zone. We've got Tom and Neil with you through until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Thank you very much indeed for your text message, Daniele. We've got yours already coming through, so we'll put that to Neil a little later on in his company clinic. But first, we like to shine a light on success. And our featured guest on the success spotlight segment is a man who's on a mission to make humans work less by deploying robots. So our robotic operations more efficient, and will a majority of operations be run by robots and robotics in the future? To answer that question, we got the IQ man himself. He is the founder and the CEO of IQ Robotics, IQ Fulfillment and IQ Hybrid. It is an absolute pleasure to welcome into the studio Fadi Amoudi. Fadi, lovely to see you again. Thanks so much indeed for joining us.
Lovely to see you too, guys.
Nice to have you on board. Right, let's try and explain to our listeners. Many of them will have a greater understanding of all things robotics. Others will just have a Hollywood sensation of it as well. So in terms of the solutions that you provide with IQ Robotics, how do you explain it to our listeners out there? How does it fit in with the other businesses of Fulfillment and Hybrid?
Okay, so realistically, IQ is a logtech enabler. So we're a logistic technology enabler that specializes in the supply chain and logistic sector. IQ Fulfillment, of course, is our operational arm. So zero upfront, you're an e-commerce seller, direct-to-consumer brand, you don't want to invest anything, zero upfront. You come on board with us and we take care of your entire back-end logistic requirements. But let's say you're another B2B entity and an enterprise account and you really want to transform and you have the means to transform. So we come in as our technology basically entity and we transform your entire supply chain logistic requirements. So if you have a warehouse or you have a setup, we come in and we build you a robotic transformation solution in your warehouse itself.
Mm. Give us some real case, real life sort of cases, if you can. If you give us an example of what your, I'm going to say what your robots can do, but I'm sure there's more than that. It's robotic systems, what they can do.
Of course. So mainly the robotic systems can do inventory storage for your products. They could do picking. They can do packing. And they do a lot of sort of stuff in terms of transportation within the warehouse itself. Mm. So, but related to that, there's a lot of enablement from the software solution perspective, whether it is your warehouse management system, your order management system, your transportation management system, or your warehouse execution system that mans all the robotics within your warehouse or the automation that is all linked together in itself.
Fadi, I've got a man management question for you. So a lot of people listening to the show, they're entrepreneurs, they're thinking of starting up a company. An excessively large proportion of them have probably hailed from a sales background, and sales is all about drive the revenue. Robotics and automation is more about efficiency, right? Which actually is incredibly important for your EBITDA and all those things that drive valuation. But you're sitting there with a bunch of staff who you've got to do something, which is to innovate and automate. It's amazing. But they're also sort of thinking, oh, my goodness, my job is potentially under threat. So how do you do that juggling act?
So that's a great question, by the way. So we always get this question. The thing is, it's not about replacing jobs. It's about evolving jobs. And that's how we look at it. So realistically, yes, correct. It is 60 to 70% less labor in the warehouse. But I kid you not, we have a real life example at IQ and other places that we already transformed, like Brands for Less and so on. Workers within the warehouse, they tend to be robot station managers, right? Mm. So that transformation in itself involves a lot of different sectors. You never had influencer before, right? You never had social media before. You never had electrical and mechanical engineers before. So realistically, what we had in terms of workforce, whether they are inventory, whether they are cleaners, cashiers, etc. Now, those guys man robot stations.
Yeah.
And that's within itself, we're evolving them. Of course, that comes with a set of training for them to be equipped to do the job in itself.
And they're also having to deal with less customer complaints because the robots are doing it more efficiently.
So when it comes to that, it's not only ROI or EBITDA level. So it's three extra productivity of any human operation. That's number one. Number two, it's 99.9% efficiency levels. So no matter what you do, you will never receive a wrong order, more or less, right? Yeah. That's two. And three, it's highly scalable. So you don't really depend on a lot of people within your warehouse. If you suddenly get an increase in sales or increase in demand, you don't need to go hire 20, 30, 40, 50 people or 100 people. The automation and robotics is equipped to do that for you when you want to really scale it.
And they don't argue when you get home, Tom.
And as somebody's just texted in saying, are your robots eligible for end-of-year bonuses as well?
100%. We even named them all, so we know most of their names.
But you called them Fardy.
No. That we kept for me. But realistically, we humbly saying we deployed over 850 robots on the ground floor of Dubai. Amazing. As we speak in the past 2 years.
Yeah.
We transformed the likes of Brands for Less Group, ISS, Saudi Post currently right now in Saudi Arabia, and we're looking forward to transforming a lot of other B2B enterprise entities and, of course, governmental entities within the region itself.
You've mentioned there the efficiency within a warehouse environment and how you can bring your expertise to bear there. From your findings in that warehouse environment, have you been able to develop programs that fit onto smaller scales as well that might fit into other offices?
Of course, we have dark store solutions, we have mini fulfillment hub solutions, and you don't need to go robotics. So we're not really here in IQ Robotics. We don't want to sell you robots, right? Mm. So we want to enable you with solutions. Mm. Whether the solution utilizes robotics, utilizes automation, utilizes semi-automation, or doesn't utilize any robotics or automation, just the software suite and solutions that we have, we're here to equip you and enable you with that. We believe in not giving more technology than needed, and we devise a plan, a roadmap for you that we divided on phases in order for you really to grow. Mm. To grow in itself.
I think, Tom, we've got to get the listener away from this, you know, this Hollywood, as you say, vision of robots. Mm. There are so many benefits to a business owner. It's, you know, your management time. If you've got 500 staff doing something and you've got to manage those 500 staff, if you're able to keep the same number of staff but with more revenue and your management time is not spread so thinly, then you can be a better manager for your team, so you can have better working environment.
Spot on, 100%.
Does it surprise you, Fadi, that you know, the buzzwords at the moment are, of course, AI, and you can't get through a day without somebody mentioning about the benefits, the efficiencies of AI? I mean, this is obviously a business that you haven't built this business overnight. You have seen this a long time ago. Does it surprise when you listen into these conversations, everyone's going, oh, look, the robots have arrived. They're going to change the way that we do things. They've been changing things for many years, surely.
100%. So there were always robotics 20 years ago, right? 30 years ago in manufacturing and in other industries. But within the supply chain and logistics sector and other sectors that you are in, this is fairly new for the past 5 to 7 years and so on. But what I can tell you is when I moved to Dubai in 2018 and I told everyone that I'm coming here bringing robots to Dubai, everyone thought that I was nuts. But here are we right now. Everyone wants to transform. They're looking forward to the future, implementing AI, blockchain, etc. within the supply chain network and within the regular business, basically, of course.
How's Saudi Arabia looking for you? Obviously, the UAE is a key market. Expansion in Saudi?
Saudi, yes. We already secured our first two projects in Saudi Arabia in solutions. One of them is in Brands for Less, Saudi Arabia in Riyadh. And that is already live. It's been live 2 weeks ago. Of course, we're gonna do a PR release on that next month. That's around 140 robot solution that can process up to 150,000 pieces per day. And of course, phase two is going to be an expansion after a year. But also, additionally, we are transforming currently right now Saudi Post Logistics, which is Saudi Post.
Yeah.
And that's around a 200 robot solution as we speak, with zero people on the ground. So I don't have anyone from IQ in Saudi Arabia currently right now. And that's why we're establishing in Saudi as we speak currently.
If you could have a CNN 30-second piece on your company that people saw and as such started phoning and asking for business, what would that 30 seconds show?
I had two of these.
Yeah, so, think that.
So realistically...
Modest robots.
Very modest robots. So IQ is a Logtech enabler. We're really here to transform everyone else. But if we don't transform it with a three-year ROI and better, we're not going to do it for you. So we're really here to be your transformation partner. We're not really here to sell you something.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Whether it makes sense, we will make sure that it makes sense. If it does not make sense, we will definitely tell you it does not make sense for your business. And you can utilize everything.
Do you have a lot of competition?
So most of our competition are Fortune 500 companies.
Okay.
Yes, we do some. We do have some competition, of course. But humbly saying, we're a startup, right? So we're a tech startup. We're about 110 people currently right now, growing to 240 by end of next year, more or less. We're mainly techies, engineers, and so on. But, you know, we're going to have two solutions in Europe, as we speak, by end of this year. And that's with zero people on the ground in Europe, as we speak.
So the biggest competition is really education. It's people who are not doing it.
So the biggest education is to educate those entities that really want to transform, but they're not transforming because there is also a bit of a fear factor of transformation, right? So you have your mid-management, your C-level management, and so on. But what we see is it's extremely positive. So post-pandemic is also basically enhanced and accelerated that process in itself of transformation. But the main factor out there is you need more people to transform. For them to transform, you have to show and prove to them that you will not only increase efficiency, scale, have a better customer journey and experience, but also save them money. And this is the bottom line.
What's your message, Fadi, to the naysayers out there? We often hear about those that missed the boat, you know, the non-early adopters when it comes to new tech in business. This is not a new tech. This is a tech that is evolving very quickly as well. But to the business owners, specifically those just starting out on their startup, their SME future at the moment, for those saying that, okay, let's not address that now, but we'll get to it a little later on in the future, what's your message to them?
It's very simple. I want you to have a zero investment on that model. I don't want you to invest. Come on board with us on IQ Fulfillment. We invested on your behalf. We can scale your business. Once you get to that threshold of expansion yourself, IQ Robotics is always going to be also by your side to transform you. And that's how we're going with the entire cycle and the life journey of transformation. So we currently have over 450 SMEs, direct-to-consumer brands, onboarded within IQ Fulfillment that were scaling their business. Once they reach a certain threshold and level that they can own a warehouse, rent a warehouse, transform a warehouse, we're also by your side. You don't need to get robots, right? We'll give you automation, we'll give you software solutions, and so on. When you grow more, we're there also by your side. So we believe that this is a journey. We have different solutions that fits every basically cycle of your journey and growth basically projectedly that you will have.
Questions coming through for Fadi this afternoon. Hey Fadi, this one's from Tar today, saying, do you have dedicated change management practitioners to support the transformation?
Yes, we do. That's extremely important because change management is one of the critical pillars that we have in terms of education. So what we educate is not only internally but externally within the client itself. You're going to have that. That works hand in hand with the transformation. Because once you tick all the other boxes when it comes to finances, solution feasibility, and so on, you will also have change management that you would have. And that comes in with our training for their development team and so on.
I think one of the problems with change management is when you're doing really well, complacency sets in. You don't think that you can improve by even more. And I suppose that's one of the challenges in Dubai. Dubai is booming. People are doing really well. It's persuading them, do you know what? We can do this much better.
Fadi Amoudi, the founder and the CEO of IQ Robotics Fulfillment and Hybrid. How do people find out more, Fadi, about how you can help them in their journey?
So they can connect to our website.
Yep.
They can call us. We're here to really support whatever they require in terms of their journey. We're by their side. We can give them tools. We can give them case studies. We're here really to educate more people. So we also have something called IQ Startup Stories. Whenever they want to really expand and grow, we can host them there, give them a tour about the facility or what is the solutions that we offer for their different growth stages as we go.
Amazing stuff. Lovely to see you as always. Can't thank you enough for popping into the studio as well. I know things are busy for you at the moment, so thank you so much
indeed. Thank you very much for having me.
Big thanks to Fadi Amoudi for joining us live in studio.
Starting up with VirtuZone on Dubai I 103.8.
Us shutting up shop down here and starting up with VirtuZone. Thanks so much indeed to all of you for your messages. Thanks for all of the feedback as well. Neil Petch is the chairman of VirtuZone. He's in studio with me and he's here to answer a few of your questions before we say hasta la vista. Here's one that's come through from one of our listeners out there. Daniele got in touch with us saying, hey Neil, if you have a free zone, can you change your CSP? What's a CSP?
Corporate service provider.
Can you change your CSP or are you locked into your CSP provider?
So there are 64 free zones, 7 mainland jurisdictions, and would you believe it, 3,200 corporate service providers, according to the DED. Really unusually, Tom, the model here is that most people would use a corporate service provider, like a VirtuZone. There's millions of them. Half of them seem to have zone in their name. Thank you guys for that. Plagiarism is indeed the sincerest form of flattery. So in most cases, you'd set up with a CSP and then the year after you'd renew with the free zone of your choice. So to answer that question, normally you can go where you like. Now, the danger of that is that half of these corporate service providers, they're not interested in your customer experience. So the guys from Publish, customer experience is really important. But if they're not renewing you the year after, if they're not having a long-term relationship, seeking to make your company more successful, then they don't really care that much. So I would say to you, find a corporate service provider that can add value, isn't just ticking the boxes, but is actually adding value to your business, and stay with them. But you should have choice. And in the vast majority of cases, you do have a choice.
Look at that. Answered succinctly. I hope that helps. Daniele, thank you very much indeed to you for your message. For all those that send in messages that we didn't get to, don't you worry. Get them into VirtuZone now. They are answering those 24/7. Just search out for VirtuZone on all of their socials. Mr. P, thank you very much indeed. Our thanks to Neil Petch. You're going to take a little bit of a hiatus. In fact, you're both taking a bit of a hiatus.
Well, the next time you see me, I will have had a birthday and people will have been started to fine if they're not tax ready.
Oh, yeah.
So, guys, we don't want that. We don't want any fines. Spend all your money on growing your business.
All grown up. More from the team from VirtuZone next Thursday. Our thanks to Neil. We'll catch up with him very soon. Right, this is starting up with VirtuZone back on Thursday from 1. Bye-bye.
Starting up with VirtuZone on Dubai I 103.8.